But it disturbs me. My goodness, if they keep on like that, take over the whole block. But the 9-year-old takes care of his little brother, mm-hmm. the one that's 18 months, and the 6-year-old girl does too. That's part of their allotted chores, mm-hmm. and they hate it.
And large families are nice, though, if they all get along. Yeah. And you have the money to provide, that's the trouble. It costs so much anymore.
I know I couldn't do it. He's working for the university in agriculture, and he's working on an advanced degree. I think he's working on his doctorate. But he spent 4 years in Ethiopia, and that got him on his feet. Mm. Over there, I guess he had 3 or 4 servants, and he was in charge.
What is his name? I was going to say, was it real?
I don't know him. Mm-hmm. Let's see, I know...
He was in Ethiopia. We used to call him the grasshopper man. He'd come down with the Department of Entomology. And he really was a very pleasant person.
The grasshopper man. Oh, what a title.
We called him that to his face.
What did he do? He'd look at your bugs and tell you what they were?
Check plants.
Well, if a man came to the door and told you that you just won $500,000 and you'd be nonchalant about it, of course, your husband would say, why did he come? You'd say, oh, he just came.
I wouldn't be nonchalant.
Oh, you would? Well,
I just wish I had the chance to see what would happen.
Wouldn't that be fun? Mm-hmm. Well, what would you tell your husband when he asked why the man came?
I say, you never could guess. What would you say? What's the customary reply?
Well, he came to tell me I'd won $1,000,000 or $500,000 mm-hmm. or something of the sort.
We always tease and beat around the bush, though.
Yeah. If a boy comes to see a girl and he brings her flowers and candy, you say he's...
courting.
And he is her...
beau. Date.
She is his...
girlfriend.
And if he asks her to marry him and she says yes, then you'd call him her...
fiancé.
And if she says no, you'd say that she just... or she did what?
Rejected him.
Huh? Any other terms for this? Jilted or turned him down or...
Well, jilted is usually when they're going to get married and then don't.
Oh, that's waiting at the church.
So. Uh-huh, that isn't just turning down a proposal.
And if they go to church and go through the ceremony, then they are...
married.
And the man who stands up with the groom...
the best man.
And the girl who stands up with the bride...
maid of honor or matron of honor.
Is there ever a celebration around here after a wedding?
Chivalry?
Uh-huh.
Yes, we went to one last summer, and the girls got the biggest bang out of it.
Tooting and banging? And
yes, and making her ride in a wheelbarrow, push her and her push him down Main Street. It was a young couple, and they had a lot of friends.
Oh, it's interesting. You're not subjected to indignities unless you have friends. And, social events that young people go to, where there's an orchestra and...
a dance.
And in the spring, the last day of school is called the day that school...
lets out.
And in the fall, the first day of school is called the day that school...
starts.
They're sad, aren't they? For every...
Well, everybody's always happy, usually, the first day of school.
Yeah.
They have new clothes to wear then.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say everybody. It's always quite a... it was always quite a strain on me.
Probably it's harder on little boys.
Yeah. Other things to do. You want me to go?
No. When Colin comes in, we'll just probably run down and get us a sandwich or...
well, let me know and I'll run down and get him then. If a boy starts for school and doesn't quite make it, you say he...
plays hooky.
Uh-huh. But he should go to school to get an
education.
And he'll start in the